freshly dug unmarked grave in a cemetery in the center of Bangkok. The local Muslim community was called on Sunday to collect the body of a man who died 2 days before. His name was Metoti Metkoban, an ethnic Uyghur from Xinjiang in western China. He was a Uyghur refugee, one of a group of men who've now spent nearly a decade detained in Thailand without rights or representation. He'd been trying to get to Malaysia and a new life when he was arrested in Thailand and held at Bangkok's infamous migrant detention center. Conditions are known to be crowded and unsanitary. But the few people who have regular contact with Uyghur detainees say they're treated particularly poorly and their complaints are ignored.
Everybody got all different health problem. Some got the kidney, some got the heart, some got the high blood pressure, some got the diabetes, some got the cancer.
Protests erupted in Turkey when Thailand forcibly repatriated 109 Uyghur refugees in 2015 after Chinese diplomatic pressure. Those who remain in Thailand have been in limbo ever since.
The Thais are caught between the Chinese and an international coalition that's saying you can't send them back to China. So these people are left to rot. It's like Thailand has thrown away the key on this group of Uyghurs.
The Thai Immigration Department has refused to comment further on the situation or explain how five Uyghurs have died in the past 5 years.
This quiet little graveyard in the center of the city has now become the final resting place for several Uyghur detainees. There's real concern for the health of those that remain in detention, particularly as they've now been effectively cut off from the outside world for nearly a decade. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Bangkok.
Samsung Electronics has reported it.